Jenna Currier with the Carroll Girls Swim Team joining us here today as she has made it a decision on where she is heading off to swim in college. She is going to head to South Dakota State to be a Jackrabbit. Jenna, thanks for joining us today and congratulations on making that decision.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
I can imagine, Jenny, you're such a great swimmer, one of the elite swimmers here in the state of Iowa, so you probably had some choices. Take us through kind of how this process started for you. When did you start looking at colleges? When did they start getting a hold of you about maybe swimming for them in the future?
Well, me and my parents started our search around freshman year, where we used various tools to help us kind of sort through, okay, what region I wanted to go through, what kind of level I wanted to go to, and such like that. So we were looking at D1s, D2s, mostly like mid-major D1s, like very elite D2s. And, you know, ultimately we found that SDSU, just like, we love the coaches, we love the team. I absolutely love the college, and I just fell in love with it, and here we are.
Is it tough as a swimmer in the state of Iowa? There's not a lot of colleges in this state that offer swimming, so did that make the search and the decision a little harder, or was it easier for you that way?
Actually, almost a lot of the colleges have swimming. Iowa State has girls swimming. UNI has girls swimming. Iowa has girls swimming. It's mostly for the male swimmers that have a hard time finding colleges, just because of the sport balances at colleges. But I did look at a couple Iowa schools, but I wanted to get just a little farther away, but not too far. So SDSU fit pretty well there.
Jenna, if you started this process your freshman year, when did you finish that decision and sort through the schools and come up with maybe your top two or three? And who were the final schools you were looking at?
Well, actually, it was just this past month that it was like, got to make decisions because I wanted to know by signing day in November. So really, it was just kind of impulse on my last visit that I was like, this is my place. I want to verbally commit now. It was really down to UNI and SDSU for where I wanted to go to school. But SDSU just felt like more of a connection, more of a fit for me.
Take us through that visit then. What stood out for you about SDSU and the community that it's in that sold it for you?
Well, SDSU has a girls and a boys team, where UNI is just a girls team. So the environment is much different than just a girls team. And I really liked how the boys helped sort through the drama of the girls. And it was very welcoming. It felt like, hey, I could really fit in here. Everything felt really nice. All the people were super nice to me and accepting, and it just felt like a place I could go to school and swim at.
How many different times did you make it up to SDSU?
I actually went this last weekend to their senior day where they had like a career fair and everything. So I've actually gone 3 times now.
Did you notice anything different with it any of the 3 times, or were most of your trips pretty consistent with each other and that's what helped to make you fall in love with the program and the school?
Well, the first time, actually, I almost completely counted it out because it was a rainy day and I didn't think I liked it at all. It was a rainy day. It was not enjoyable. I did not want to go there. But then my parents are like, hey, let's go on a visit that's not going to be cold and windy like that. So we went again 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago. And, you know, I absolutely loved it. It was nice weather this time. Everyone was very accepting. I got to meet the team. I got to practice in the pool. Everything went wonderfully. And then this last time, going to the career fair, meeting more of the professors and such there, everything just, it was awesome. I absolutely loved it.
What have your conversations with their coaches been like? What have they kind of told you about what they see in you as a swimmer?
The coach has told me many times I am not a D2 swimmer when I told him I was looking at D2 schools. So that's definitely a little boost of confidence. But, you know, he's very excited I'd be coming in as his top flyer. So he's very excited about me coming onto the team. I'm very excited to go there. You know, it just felt like they really wanted me.
You mentioned being able to be their top flyer. You swim a little bit of everything at the Carroll team because you have to, and you're very good at all of them. Along with swimming the fly, what are some other events that you would be interested in or want to swim at the next level?
Oh, definitely sprint freestyle. So like the 50 free, 100 free. Definitely like to continue with those. You know, I'm not opposed to the 2IM, but it's not my favorite. And I like to swim backstroke for fun. So I'd like to throw a little bit of backstroke in there too.
What is it that's fun for you about the backstroke?
Mostly it doesn't have any pressure. It's short. And, you know, it's just like the reverse of freestyle, so it's not like the breaststroke that is, like, really complicated. It's just nice and simple, and it's a short race, so, you know, that's what's fun about it.
Jenna, when you contacted SDSU and told them that you had made your decision, what was their response like?
Well, I told them actually at the end of my visit, I was so excited. So, like, they're sending us off, and I was like, hey, I want to go here. And, you know, the coach automatically, he gave me a high five. He was ecstatic. And, you know, that just even felt like more of a reassurance that this is my place to go.
I know you've swimmed a lot of USA and at different youth things and stuff growing up. Any swimmers up there currently on the SDSU roster or other girls that you've swam against or swimming with in USA competitions that will be joining you up there or already there?
Well, I know there are two girls from Iowa that are sophomores, and I've gone against them at high school state, but I didn't know them at all because they were like distance freestyle. So I haven't really met them, but that I actually roomed with them. So it was super great to meet them and be like, oh, I've actually raced against them like indirectly at like state meets. But yeah, that was super neat. I don't think I know anyone else on the team though.
What did the girls kind of talk to you about when you got a chance to meet the girls up there with the program? What have you learned from the girls about SDSU swimming?
Well, first they took me through like all the dorms and I got to see the athletic facilities. They also like took me just around campus to different stores and they took me downtown. So I got to see even the college town of Brookings. So that was super nice. But I just got to learn kind of like what they go through and like practices and what kind of their setting is for the team. The team is very competitive, but they also like to keep a fun edge to it. So, I got to learn a lot from them.
What did you like about Brookings and the campus? What stood out for you about the community and the campus itself?
The most outstanding thing to me is my parents were also on the visit, but they weren't with me. So they just went around the town. And when they stood there on a visit to the townspeople were like, oh my gosh, you'll love SDSU. They just had like glowing remarks about the university. And I feel like that coming from a college town is very important because if the town doesn't support the university, that's not really a good sign. So that's the most outstanding thing about it, but also the town and the downtown just really supports the people, like the university a lot, and I really like that.
Where do you feel you can get better as a swimmer before you start your college career?
As a swimmer, you know, you can always get faster, but I don't know, I can always work on little things to give me the edge, but ultimately I'm going to grow a lot at college. So right now, coming in as I am, I can just work my hardest, keep myself at the same level I'm at or even go above it. But ultimately, I just want to prepare myself for college.
Let's talk about the education side of things. What are you hoping to major in? What do you want to do further later on in your life with your degree?
Oh, that's a tough question. I'm like basically undecided right now. You know, there's areas I'm thinking about, math, food science, chemistry. Like, I'm looking at almost everything because I really don't know what to focus on. And so I really don't know then what I could do with any of those majors. But yeah.
Well, hopefully, don't worry about that. So many kids change your major so many times when you're in school, you'll figure something out. Jen, I got to ask you about the rest of the senior year. I know you just broke a couple of more school records, kind of littering your name all over that school record book. What's been fun for you, and what was it like to get those records last week?
Oh, it's been a fun senior year so far, you know. Those records were very exciting to me. I definitely want to break a couple more this season. That's my goal. But yeah, it's been super fun this year. We've been trying a lots of new things with our training style. We've been doing a lot more dry land, so maybe that hasn't been so fun, but you know, it's obviously paying off in the pool. We're also trying like different strengthening stuff in the pool, where like you're hooked up to a band and you swim against it, so you have a bunch of that force on you and you're trying to swim against it, so that's definitely a plus. And you know, we're working on underwater, so you know, everything's going really great. But it's been fun because all the girls are really supportive, and you know, we like to have fun. So, like after practice, we're messing around in the locker room and everything. But it's fun, yeah.
What are the other records you got your eye on? Do you want to tell us yet what other records you're helping to break?
Ooh, I'm going for the 100 backstroke. I know I can definitely do it because I've done it in my off season. Unfortunately, that doesn't count for high school. I definitely have my set eye set on the 50 freestyle because I've broken it outside of high school again, but only by a hundredth. So I'd like to break it a little bit more and get a personal best. I'm also looking at resetting the 100 fly record, and I think that's it.
Well, I tell you what, those are some great goals. I know you're going to get all of those. So, congratulations on making the decision to go to SDSU. I think the Jackrabbits are getting a great young lady and a great swimmer as well. So, appreciate all your time. Best of luck the rest of the season and down at state this year, and best of luck up at SDSU.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Jenna Currier again with the Carroll Girls at Swim Team, again heading to SDSU to continue her college career when it comes to education and also swimming.